Lord God, just take a minute to just thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for just touching us and waking us, Lord God. You gave us traveling grace, Lord God, so we may be able to arrive here at this appointed place at this appointed time. Lord God, and I'm asking that you take me and hide me behind your cross, Lord, that you speak to me. Lord, but most of all, I'm asking that you give your people here to hear what it is you have to say to me. Lord God, these and all your many blessings, we continue to give you thanks and ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Here we go. Amen. Okay. The title of my sermon is that we never saw anything like this. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And y'all just bear with me, okay? Don't mess with me now. I just need you to bear with me. Amen. Amen, as I'm going to go down a rabbit trail here, and then I'm going to come back to the text. Amen?
Amen?
Amen, amen. So, to start off with, amen, we've never seen anything like this before. So, the first thing I want to mention to y'all, tell you about is that I can remember back in my days, most of you, I'm older than most of you people, but I know y'all don't know this, but there was a time back when we had a professional football team, and the name of this football team was called the Washington Redskins. Amen? And so what's unique about this is that the Washington Redskins was playing in a Super Bowl. We all are familiar with a Super Bowl. Amen? That's the championship of the football. Amen?
All right.
And so the Washington Redskins had this quarterback who did marvelously during this game. And he led them to the championship. Amen? Amen? Amen. Now, what's amazing about this is that we've never seen anything like this before in my time. Why? It's because the quarterback of the Washington Redskins was a black man. We had never had this happen before. And his name was Doug Williams. Some of you people know some histories. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now we move on to basketball. Amen? Amen. Now, we had this young fellow who played for the Los Angeles Lakers. Amen? And so what was so unique about this is that this young man, he was pretty tall. He was tall enough to be a forward, but I learned because I thought he was a forward. But somebody corrected me and told me that he was not a forward, but he was a guard. Amen? But what was so amazing about this is they was playing in the championship. They was playing in the championship game. And so this young man not only played his position as a guard, but he's a tall guard. He was tall enough that the regular guards who were shot couldn't guard him. But that's not awesome. Even the forwards couldn't guard him. Amen?
Right.
And that's not, even the centers couldn't guard him. Amen? So he played all three positions of a basketball team. There's only three. You have a guard, a center, and a forward. And so what was so amazing about this is that this young man played all three positions, and the Lakers won the championship. And this young man's name was Magic Johnson. Y'all know some history, huh? Amen, amen, amen. We're talking about, look, things we've never seen, things that we had never seen before. Amen, and so we move on to this baseball team, amen, and they got this guy on here who is a pitcher that can also knock the ball out the park. Now, what's so unusual about this, amen? Back in the day, a pitcher had to take his turn at bat. That's the way he had to do it. They called it an automatic out because pitchers can't hit the ball. You have to understand baseball. Most of y'all don't understand. 90 feet from the pitcher's mound to the catcher's, to the home plate. 90 feet, okay? Now, I did the math, so you people don't have to wreck your brains. A normal pitcher will pitch at 90 miles per hour. That ball moving at 90 miles per hour from the pitcher's mound to the catcher. Right. Amen? Right. It takes 0.4 tenths of a second. Right. It said 400ths of a second. That's not even a second. Now, what's so amazing about hitting a baseball ball, and what makes it so hard, and they say this is the hardest thing to do of all the sports. Why? Because that ball is coming in 400ths of a second to you. But that don't mean that it's going to come straight. Amen? And that's the thing about a pitcher. That ball can curve to the left, or it can curve to the right. It can even go like a rise up, or it can even sink down. Amen? And so you have that 400ths of a second to make your mind up where you're going to hit that ball. Well, you're looking at it come out of the pitcher's hand, and it looks like it's coming straight to you. But when it gets to you, it's going to do something else. Amen? It's not going to be straight to you. And so I've learned that the baseball players say is that they get paid a lot of money to hit that ball. The reason is because they are paying them to hit a mistake. All right. Amen? So they up there to hit a mistake. When a pitch is on, they cannot hit it. You cannot hit that ball. Amen? But he have to pitch so many pitches that they wait for him to make a mistake. And that's when they crush it. Amen. So what's so good about this guy? Well, this guy can pitch the ball and he can strike you out because he can make that ball go any way. Amen. But not only that, but he get up there and take a bat. And just recently, the Los Angeles Dodgers just won the World Series. This guy, he plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And not only did he strike out 10 people in a game, but he had 3 home runs in a game. We had never seen anything like this before. The young man's name is Shohei. Y'all know some history. Amen? Amen. 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 We had never seen anything like this before. Now, we're moving on. Look, let me be quick so I can sit down. Look, we got this guy named Donald John. Is it John Trump? That's the president of these United States. Amen? Now, look, I'm not trying to be political here. Amen? Whether you vote for him or not, whether you're a supporter, Donald John Trump, we have never seen any president like this guy. We have never seen anything like this guy. Amen? We have to admit. Amen? Now, look, let me move on her rib. Look, this is where we are. Long time ago when cell phones come out, everybody remember the first cell phone? Amen? Guess what it was? It looked like a big shoebox. Amen? And people wanted them, but they were so high you couldn't afford them. Amen? And now look where we at today. Amen? We have never seen anything like this before. Amen? Amen. Think about your cars. Like I say, we got automobiles that will park themselves. That you pull it up to a parking space and you push a button and the car parks itself. We've never seen anything like this before. And then I tell you something, you get in a place where your car's parked and somebody then pull next to you and it takes a can opener for you to even open the door of your car. They just that close. Anybody ever had that happen to them? Hey, they got cars now that if you're that close, it'll back itself out. It'll back itself out. We've never seen anything like this before. Amen? Amen. And now we're getting back to our text here. Look, in chapter 2 here of Mark, we're talking about, amen, we're talking a man that was what? Crippled. He was paralyzed. He could not walk. Amen? And so what did he do? His friends decide that they are going to take him because Jesus was in town and Jesus was in this house. Amen? And they decide that they're going to take him to see Jesus. So it says they had four of them carrying him. Amen? And they brought him to the house. Amen? And there was so many people around that they couldn't even get in the house. They couldn't even take the man through the door. And that's not unusual because anywhere Jesus went, he normally draw the crowd. Amen? Amen. So we have these four friends. Listen, do you have four friends that would carry you to get help? Carry you. They picked him up on a stretcher and carry him. Listen. What these four people and the crippled man had faith. They had faith to know that if they could go through here and get this help, get this paralyzed man to Jesus, that Jesus would be able to help him. Amen. It reminds me of a story, amen. There was a lady with an issue for 12 years, amen. Now the Bible say that this lady had an issue for 12 years and that she had spent all her money. She had spent all her money. She had sent doctor after doctor, amen. In our days, we call them like Dr. Phil and Dr. Root and Dr. Whoever. Spent all her money. And the Bible say the lady didn't get no better. She got worse. What kind of doctors are these? Amen? Amen. Listen. So the lady determined in her mind, she says that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole. So she pressed away. Faith. She had already spent all her money, and she hadn't gotten no better. But she had heard about this man, Jesus. And so she had enough faith. And she didn't doubt. She didn't have no doubt. She didn't say, maybe if I get to him, he might heal me. I may be healed. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said that she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole. And so she pressed away through the crowd because guess what? The crowd ain't left. It's still there. It's where Jesus went. And she touched the hem of his garment and the Bible says immediately she was healed. And not only that, but it also said that Jesus felt the power that left for him. Amen. It's about faith, people. It's about faith. Do you have the faith in God? Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us about a centurion. Amen. Now, the centurion's servant was sick and about to die. Amen. And it says his servant. That means that the centurion's slave. Amen. Now, not thinking about, we think about slave, we don't think about our masters being that good and kind to us, amen? But the centurion soldier who had heard about Jesus, this was not a religious person. He was not religious. But he had heard about Jesus, and he had enough faith that he said he sent the elders. Amen. He sent the elders to have them to call on Jesus to come and sell by his servant. Amen. Now think about this. The elders themselves, they were some wicked people. They didn't believe it. Who you think sent Jesus to the cross? It was these people. They didn't have faith in Jesus. But nevertheless, because the centurion had been so good to them, and this is what they told Jesus, that this man is worthy for you to come see about his servant. Why? Because this centurion had built them a synagogue. Amen. And so the Bible goes on, and it talks about how the man, when he was on his way to the house, that he met Jesus, and he told Jesus, he says, look, I'm a man of authority. Amen. He knows about authority because guess what? He have authority. He's a soldier, and he must be of high rank because he have soldiers under him. Amen. And so he says, look, Jesus, I'm not worthy that you should come into my house. Amen. He says, look, I know about authority. I'm a man of authority. When I tell somebody to go, they go. When I tell somebody to come, they come. When I tell somebody to do this, they do it. He told him, like, all you got to do is speak the word. Just speak the word. He had enough faith in Jesus. Look, something that we've never seen before. Amen? Amen. And so, getting on back to the text, look. These four guys who had enough faith to come and bring their friend, but they couldn't get in the door. So what did they do? They went upstairs. Amen. Took the man upstairs. What are you going to do up there? Tear a hole in the roof. That's what they did. They went up there and tear a hole in somebody else's roof. They had enough faith to tear a hole in another person's roof so they can let their friend down to see Jesus. Amen. Amen. Look, I'm almost through. Let me finish up. Look. So when they let his friend down to see Jesus, Jesus looked at him and said, man, what faith. Amen. And so Jesus spoke these words, arise and walk. Now those religious rascals was thinking, listen, they thinking in their mind, hey, who can forgive sin but God? Amen? Because Jesus had told them, son, your sins are forgiven. Amen? Amen. Now, they thinking this, but they didn't say it out loud. I tell you the power of Jesus. Jesus read their mind. Jesus knew what they were saying. And so he asked them the question, why do you think this? Why are you thinking like this? Amen? And so he asked them the question, is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or rise and walk? Amen. So you just mull that over for a second. Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or rise and walk? Amen. Boom. They said nothing because they couldn't. Because Jesus just blew their brain by asking them this question. He asked them the question, which is easier? Okay, now they don't know the mind of Jesus. Look. Jesus, he knew what they was thinking. And so that's why he asked them the question. The answer to the question that they could not answer. Can you answer it? Amen. Listen, the answer to the question, they had already answered it. They had already answered. The answer to the question is that no man has that power. No man has that power to forgive sin. No man has the power to say to someone, hey, get up and walk. You can say it, but I guarantee you they ain't moving. That's what Jesus knew. And they had said it themselves, but they didn't know because Jesus was over their head. They had thought in their mind, no man has the power to forgive sin except God. No man has the power to forgive sin except God. So they had the answer already. But their mind is not Jesus' mind. He's over them. They didn't even think about that. They just didn't know that they knew the answer, but they didn't know the answer. Because they had just said it. Amen? Amen. And so Jesus told her, hey, get up, take up your bed, and go home. That's what he told her. And so the man got up, took up. Now, we have to think it wasn't like a real big bed. It was probably more like a stretcher. But the Bible said that he told him, take up your bed and go home. And so that's what he did. Listen. Jesus is over the head of these people. He's over the head of us. Your mind ain't the same. You don't think like Jesus. It all has to do with faith. Amen? And that's what Jesus wants you to have. He wants you to have faith. You put your faith in men. Listen. When I'm sick, I'm going to go to the doctor. That's me. Ain't nothing to do with you. If I'm hurting, I'm going to go to the doctor. That's me. It has nothing to do with you. But when something comes that's out of my hands, I trust God. Something comes along that I can't see, I trust God. You got to have faith in God. That's what it's all about. Why? Because God can do things we've never seen before. God can do things we've never seen before. He did it all through the Bible. He ain't changed. He the same. Amen. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he gonna be the same. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Amen. I got something for you. Just chill out, amen. And we're gonna get to the end here. Deacon Leifhardt, you got me keyed up here. Y'all just chill out. It's all about Jesus, man. He's amazing. Amen. Amen. Look, you trust man with a lot of stuff. You drive your car, man built that car. Amen. Amen. You sleep in your house, man built that house. Amen. Amen. We trust man with a lot of stuff, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got to have faith in Jesus. You got to have trust in Jesus to know. Amen. Amen. I mean, many people get in their car, and they hit the accelerator, and they peg it out. Amen. Man built that car. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't care what brand is on it. I don't care what brand name is on it. Man built it. Man built it. Listen, when you buy a car that don't have a service center, that don't do service for that car you bought, when you buy a car that don't have a service center, you can put a whole lot of trust in that car. But if you buy a car and it has a service center where you have go in and get something repaired. Hey, man built it. Hey, amen. There's a reason why they have the service center. Amen. Amen. Listen. Your body was built by God. Amen. Amen. God did not build your body to last forever and ever. That's why things go wrong. Amen. That's why you have things to go wrong with this body. He could have built it to last forever. Nothing ever go wrong with it. People used to live hundreds of years. We don't do that anymore. Amen. Amen. Trust God. Trust God. Amen. Amen. Deacon Leaphart, you got me? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."